This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe, these new bike lines that have been introduced, there seems to be some confusion. What have you been hearing about this? Confusion about how to use this and make sure that people are using it the right way, or...
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm confused too, okay? This is a New York State DOT initiative. They came to us last year. They came to the town board, and they wanted to talk about the Sheridan Drive road diet. And I told them at the time, this is in May of last year, I asked them what they were referring to. And they said, well, we've been talking to the town for years on this. And I said, you haven't been talking to the town board on this. This is the first we're hearing about it. So there's been a lack of communication, I guess, on DOT's part to the town board starting last year as to what was going on. So they came to us last year, and they said they were going to be doing this road diet, putting in bike lanes in both directions on Sheridan Drive, beginning in the summer of 2025. And we responded to them, who thinks this is a good idea? they said, well, we've been talking to people from the town. And I said, well, that's fine, but you haven't been talking to the town board. This is the first the town board is hearing about. They said they sent the supervisors, and I said, well, I've been supervisor for the last 9 years. I said, emails. I said, send me all the emails that you sent me. And they said they would. And I'm still waiting for them. That was over a year ago. And the project, we knew the project was coming this summer. They told us it was coming this summer. We informed them that, look, if you're going to put bike lanes on Sheridan Drive, we ask that you put a barrier between the bike lane and the traffic. You're going to have vehicles going 40, 45 miles an hour on Sheridan Drive. There's got to be some sort of barrier. And they informed the town board that that wasn't in the budget. Okay, it's just a striping project, they said. That's the way they refer to it. This is just a striping project. So that's what we got. We got a striping project now on Sheridan Drive with lanes down, and no barriers, and the town board is not happy with it. But we didn't have any say in it.
What concerns do you have about these bike lanes as far as safety for the bicyclists who use them?
Well, there's no barrier. There's no curb. Like over on Niagara Street, they have barriers between the bike lanes and the traffic. No barriers on Sheridan Drive. is an accident waiting to happen, in my opinion. We're concerned about the bicyclists. We're concerned about e-bikes. We're concerned about the drivers. Okay, I mean, let's not make light of that. You know, drivers are gonna they're gonna have people in their blind spots that they will not see at some point. And if the bicyclist is not paying attention and they're turning into the turn lane, the vehicle, you know, again, an accident waiting to happen. It's just not a good idea. It wasn't a good idea, in our opinion, last year. It's not a good idea this year. And in 10 years from now, it wouldn't be a good idea unless they do some sort of barrier.
What communication have you sent to the DOT to not do this or undo this?
Well, that's in their court. You know, we had no say of them putting it in, so we don't have any say in them taking it out. We expressed our opinion last year. They were well aware of our opinion. We told them on two separate occasions, in May of last year and in June of last year, we told them on two separate occasions what we thought they should do. And so they knew full well what they thought would do. Now, they're saying that they communicated with town officials. Well, those town officials were not the town board or the supervisor. They were people maybe who worked for the town, but they were not the town board or the supervisor.
And what is your hope, that the DOT does remove these or make adjustments?
They've communicated with others. They've told people. They haven't communicated with us or with me. They've communicated with others, telling me that they're monitoring the situation. I guess that's what they put out in their press release. So I guess they're going to monitor the situation. I guess they're going to wait for an accident to happen. I guess that's what they're waiting for.
How worried are you that this may happen sooner rather than later?
Well, I'd like to say I'm not worried, okay? But I am very concerned about it, and because if you get somebody gets hit with a car going 40 miles an hour, you know, the result isn't going to be good, okay? So you got to err on the side of caution here, and if you're going to put bike lanes on Sheridan Drive, when you're not going to, we asked them last year, are you going to be reducing the speed limit on Sheridan Drive? No, we're not reducing the speed limit. So if you're going to put bike lanes on a 6-lane state road with traffic going 40, 45 miles an hour, you got to have a barrier, in my opinion, at a minimum. I don't think it's a good idea to put them on the road, but if you're going to put them on the road, you got to have a barrier. And I'm going to be drafting a letter early next week to the DOT, asking them to consider putting in a barrier. I don't know if it's going to be listened to or not, though. They didn't listen to us last year when we raised that issue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.